Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Red Robin is bringing the heat with its limited time summer heatwave menu. Put some sizzle into your summer with the new Scorpion Gourmet Burger with pepper jack and jalapeno coins. Or share some scorpion wings drizzled in scorpion pepper sauce and Whiskey River barbecue. And cool off with a refreshing pineapple chili margarita. If spicy isn't your thing, Red Robin has more than 25 gourmet burgers with free refills of bottomless fries on the side. Red Robin's summer heatwave is on all summer long, but hurry in, it's only for a limited time. Hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Travis Cronin. You're listening to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast. Today, I'm joined by only one of my co-hosts, a woman whose, red lip could take over the world, Gwen Flamberg.
That is the power of beauty, Travis. Hey, guys.
Hello. And we wish Sarah Huron the best as she comes hungover flying back from Mykonos today. Well, Gwen, we have a lot to talk about today. We have two stars ready to take to the altar, a celeb in assisted living, a pop star's stolen puppies, building a childhood home again in a stadium, Disney stars striking back, and much, much more. But before we get into this news, Gwen, I would like to hear what made you go whoa this week in the celebrity gossip world.
Oh my gosh, did you guys see those pictures of Halsey on her first red carpet since having her baby? She
yes.
was serving up some Italian widow realness in some Dolce & Gabbana, styled by La Roach, of course. And, Halsey just is, she is unapologetically herself, and she is so beautiful always. And I just love that look, Trav. But I totally, my jaw was on the floor when I saw that picture. God bless her.
It's very my third husband finally died and he left me everything. And La Roach really has taken the spot of my favorite stylist in Hollywood. He can do no wrong to me.
That's right. He is the one who is styling all of the hottest young things in Hollywood, from obviously Halsey to Zendaya and Anya Taylor-Joy, one of our favorites, who is
Addison Rae.
Oh, yeah, we love Addison Rae. But Anya Taylor-Joy, you guys, is one of several celebrities in the Us Weekly style issue Breakout Style Stars of the Year package. So do be sure to pick up your magazine at local newsstands today.
Please do. Get it at the Stop and Shop or wherever you get your groceries. Well, what made me go whoa this week, Gwen, is, I find it sort of really interesting when celebrities like to play poor for sort of fun. They've grown up so rich and they're let's see how the average person, middle class person lives. And this was very evident when Stormy Webster, daughter of Kylie and Travis Scott, wanted to ride a big yellow school bus because, she's never ridden around in one of those. So Travis Scott got her a big yellow school bus so she could just ride around and feel like a regular middle-class kid for the day. And, they're also excited about it. And it's just such a, it's where our tagline, "They're just like us," sort of doesn't fit in because they have way more money and they've never seen a yellow school bus. Did you see those pictures? What were your thoughts?
I thought that it was utterly adorable, as I think anything that Stormy Webster does is. I feel like I can't fault Stormy for who her parents are and who her family is. because she's just an innocent little tot. And she is so like absolutely adorable and doesn't seem to have like one iota of brattiness in her. I mean, maybe this is like Instagram versus reality, but I thought she looked real cute. And listen, Stormy's world is about to be rocked. She's going to be a sister. So, you know.
She sure is. I'm glad she got to live her yellow school bus dreams. I thought it was just so cute and endearing. And I'm happy for Stormy.
Yes.
All right, Gwen. Well, let us bust into the news. So, Benjamin, Bennifer 2.0, ready to wed? Well, our sources tell us yes. Jennifer and Ben are talking about getting married, says the source. But instead of having a big lavish wedding, they are seriously considering eloping. They're both madly in love and don't want to let the other one go this time. Ben said that Jen was always, quote, the one that got away, and he's determined that it doesn't happen this time. She says that Ben has matured into the man of her dreams, and she will 1,000% say yes when he proposes. In the meantime, Ben is looking for the perfect ring so he can put a ring on it. Now, this looking for the perfect ring, another source tells us it was not at the mall, Tiffany's. That is not where he is shopping for her ring. Maybe he was getting something for his daughter, maybe another piece of jewelry, but it wasn't then. You know, Gwen, we've seen this before with sort of second time around couples or couples who are over 45. They're like, I don't need a huge day anymore. You know, do you think they would elope, or do you think this superstar couple needs a little pomp and circumstance?
Well, I think that we know both of these celebrities, and we know that they will, if they wed, have some pomp and circumstance for sure. Now, listen, they have history. They are of a certain age. It really would not be surprising if they did get hitched, and really soon. Of course, that would go against everything we've been talking about this possibly just being a diversion and something that's bringing them both a lot of attention. Listen, I love the two of them together. I think that J-Lo is really a good influence on Ben. I think that he somehow kind of settles her out a little bit,
like
makes her chill, and it's really good. And so if these two crazy kids want to jump to the altar, I'm all for it. I just want to see a couple of fabulous dresses, a wardrobe of at least three changes for J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's got to top the pink diamond ring, and he's not doing that at a Tiffany in a mall. You know that if he is going to pop the question, he is designing something beyond fabulous, or they're just dredging up that pink diamond. We really want to know where the vault is, but I'm all for it. I totally ship this one.
There is definitely going to be a Harry Winstone, you know, diamond going in there. I sort of hope they take the pink diamond and make it into a necklace, because it's such a gigantic ring that I think it would be really pretty for her to wear on her wedding day with a little off-white sort of dress, maybe a little rosé blush colored with that jewel. You know, just putting that out there in the universe, J-Lo, listen up. I think that could be great.
Whatever she wears, she's going to look fabulous. We know that.
Amen. Well, Gwen, let's move into some more troubling news. Tom Girardi, the hustler of The Housewife and The Hustler, married to Erika Jayne, the Pretty Mess, has moved out of his multi-million dollar mansion. If you haven't seen pictures, please go look at it. It is ridiculous. And he is in a senior living facility. Now, he's 82 years old, and he's, of course, going through a divorce right now with Erika Jayne. They are talking all about it on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now for allegedly embezzling funds that came from plane crash victims, burn victims, just real, real, real sad. But the Daily Mail has pictures of him entering a Burbank nursing home this past Sunday. And he just moved out of his $13 million mansion in Pasadena and forced to give up his luxurious lifestyle due to this embezzlement and his health issues. Now, this is pretty sad. And Tom has an estimated net worth of over $260 million. But since the divorce, he has been disbarred, forced to auction off his clothing. A lot of stuff from his offices has been turned over to cover legal costs. And earlier this year, they filed docs claiming that he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and then he had all of his assets frozen. And he could potentially be facing federal charges for months. Now, this is so sad because this guy was so terrible and did so many terrible things to people. But it's hard to see someone shipped off to a home and have their, you know, life fall apart before them, especially when they were so huge beforehand.
Talk about a not very pretty mess. Not very pretty at all.
No.
Bad for him. But, you know, Aunt Erica found out that he cheated on her. I mean, come on. Yes. Who was this guy? You know, listen, I think that it's very sad when people realize that they are, you know, their spouse is living a double or quadruple life or what have you. But sometimes people invite this pretty mess into their homes. I don't know.
I know. And cheated with a woman who was like 15 years her senior. They were seen out several times together. It seemed like a real relationship. This wasn't some, you know, 26-year-old Instagram model that he plucked off the grid. This was like a woman who he seemed to have a relationship with. Super, super tragic.
Yeah, super tragic.
We are going to get some justice, not for Erica Jane, the pretty mess, nor the victims of Tom Girardi from the plane crash, but for Megan Thee Stallion and her alleged ex-boyfriend, Tory Lanez, who shot her in the foot, Gwen. He shot her in the foot.
Which was terrible because she likes to wear high heels. It's part of her livelihood. He can't do that.
No, her body, yada, yada. It is her livelihood that she's in heels. She is about to break those knees, dropping it down low and doing the little eagle move. That really is how she makes her money. And Tory Lanez had the gall and the audacity to show up at a music festival that Megan Thee Stallion was playing on the same night, the Rolling Loud Festival. And a California state judge ruled on Monday that he violated his probation and his bail is now increased from $190,000 to $250,000. And he has to pay in order to remain a free man prior to his trial. The judge told Tory Lanez, "You're very fortunate that you have the means to post bail immediately," and warned him that it could be, you know, upped again if he violates this again and goes to a place where Megan Thee Stallion is, because he's supposed to stay one football field away from her, and he was not. And, you know, Tory could be here saying, "I understand, Your Honor, and I apologize," which was nice. She was first granted this restraining order in October 2020, 3 months after he allegedly shot her in the back of her foot. The protective order also stops him from commenting on all of this, so he's not been able to say anything about this. But, you know, I saw the picture of Megan's foot, and that was pretty comment for me. Are you happy that Megan Thee Stallion is getting a little bit of justice and having this ex who shot her stay far, far away from her? Leading question.
Yeah. First of all, never stalk your ex. It is never a good thing to stalk your ex, listeners. But, you know, Tory, back it up, Jack. How many football fields does he have to stay away?
One football field away.
Yeah, well, back it up. That is far. And don't go to any of her shows. And just don't stalk your ex. Beat it.
She gets first pick. You get the second dribble of whatever festivals you want to do.
Megan Thee Stallion, star of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She was a cover star this year. I feel like it's her year and she's really having her moment. And I hope that this drama is left behind because I just want to see her continue to evolve and just escalate. And as she is, awesome. It's her year.
Me too. Whenever I think of her Sports Illustrated cover, I of course think of Tyra Banks sitting in a hot tub with her wearing a full evening gown. And that just makes me chuckle and happy. So thank you to Sports Illustrated for that. There are some hot new couples. Well, this first couple isn't quite a hot new couple, but they are a more confusing couple that I can't shut up about. That is Aunt and Renee, Aunt Anstead and Renee Zellweger, who, you know, I think we said ship last time. So we're very pro this relationship. They have finally made it Instagram official. He posted on his IG. He said, "It's finally here." The show that they filmed together, Celebrity IOU Joyride, is apparently the show. Celebrity IOU Joyride, mouthful is the name. It's going to be on Discovery Plus this upcoming Monday. And it, you know, allowed them to post their love on the grid, which is, of course, is a huge step in celebrity relationships, really any relationship these days. When you post the couple pic, it's a big deal. And aunt told people to, quote, pay it forward to these two amazing men that gave so much to one of Ren's dearest and closest friends. I guess that's the couple that they're helping. But we were just excited that we got a picture of Aunt and Renee on the grid. Of course, Aunt was previously married to Christina Hack, and he has their kids that Renee has apparently met, and sources tell us is has a great relationship with. And I just sort of really, they're growing on me more and more. A source tells us they feel like they finally met their source. A source tells us they finally met their soulmate, noting that Renee, quote, is really cherishing their time together. Did you see this post? How did it make you feel?
I am starting to fear a little bit that the relationship might be a publicity stunt to push awareness of the show that they did together. But I'm really hoping that that's not it, because I love Dorothy Boyd. I mean, Renee Zellweger. And I hope that this is the one, that this is like real love, even if it's just for a little bit. I really ship this couple, and I hope that it's the real thing. And I hope that Renee gets to kind of lean into a soulmate situation, even if it's for a little bit.
I do too. And this sort of is giving me Wells and Sarah Hyland vibes.
Oh, those two are so connected. I mean, they're forever. They are forever, that couple.
Absolutely. It's like sort of a lesser reality star with like a more motion picture network TV star. And you can just see that they're super connected, and they are really, to quote Sarah Huron's podcast, here for the right reasons.
Red Robin is bringing the heat with its limited time summer heatwave menu. Put some sizzle into your summer with the new Scorpion Gourmet Burger with pepper jack and jalapeno coins. Or share some scorpion wings drizzled in scorpion pepper sauce and Whiskey River barbecue. And cool off with a refreshing pineapple chili margarita. If spicy isn't your thing, Red Robin has more than 25 gourmet burgers with free refills of bottomless fries on the side. Red Robin's summer heatwave is on all summer long, but hurry in, it's only for a limited time.
All right, well, let us move on to Red Robin's spiciest moment of the week. I don't even have to say why this is the spiciest moment of the week when I tell you the two people who are involved. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz have been spotted together a ton this week and are sending the rumor wheel into overdrive following numerous outings in New York City. They've done bike rides, they've done coffee dates, and they seem to be spending a lot of one-on-one together in NYC after both of their respective breakups. Zoe Kravitz's divorce was finalized yesterday. Channing Tatum and Jessie J broke up a few weeks ago. And Channing and Zoe first fueled speculation that they might be a little more than friends in January. But a source told us then that they are not dating. Confused much? I am too. And the jury is sort of still out on this one, that they might be friends. We're still waiting to hear from sources, but it is clear from all of these photos that they are definitely enjoying each other's company. Now, in mid-August, they were photographed grabbing an iced coffee together. You know, Zoe is like throwing her head back and on his bike. I mean, they look like a real couple. And then just today, photos of them at a upstate New York romantic getaway moment came out, sort of really fueling. And I'd say that these photo sets sort of cementing that something romantic is going on here. So what are your thoughts on this Red Robin spiciest moment of the week? These people are so hot and I cannot wait them. Oh, and get this, they both met on the set of a movie called Pussy Island, in which Channing Tatum plays a tech mogul protagonist, according to Deadline, and the two of them developed this script together.
Well, Travis, you know that I like it hot. I put hot sauce on everything, and this romance has a lot of hot sauce on it. I'm not buying that they're just friends. They seem to be a bit of a mismatch at first glance, but they're both supremely hot people. And I want to see where this goes. I don't know that they're going to be each other's next spouse, but I think it's like a real hot little romance that's percolating here. And I want to see how it develops. I'm into it.
I do too. They are clearly such hot individuals. Channing Tatum is so much more like funny than you think he's going to be in real life. He's sort of like a jokester and like a doofy weirdo in all the right ways, which I think is great. And Zoe is, of course, one of the coolest people to walk the earth. Yes. So I can really like see how they like each other.
But totally. And like two words for you, Travis, Magic Mike. Like I can just imagine the laugh dances that he's giving her. I like that picture. It's spicy and I'm going to keep it in my mind.
Oh, that is nice. I really hope she's getting some nice Magic Mike inspired lap dances to the song Genuine Pony and whatever else she wants, because she deserves it for just making us so happy. Speaking of people who are trying to make themselves happy, Kanye West is doing a couple things to try to, you know, make himself happy this week. The first is he is rebuilding his childhood home for a huge listening party at Soldier Field this week. And the second is he is legally changing his name to Ye. Yay?
Ye? Yay. Ye. I think yay.
Yay.
Like, you know, Kanye, yay, and also like, yay.
Yay. Yay. Spelled Y-E. Yay. And he's building a replica of the Southside house in Chicago that he lived in when he was growing up, and is being built right smack dab in the center of the stadium. That is happening Thursday, that we will see what he does in this. This is the album titled after his mother, who he lost after a plastic surgery debacle in Brazil when she was going in for a BBL and sadly died on the table. And Kanye has also filed the paperwork, Us Weekly can confirm, to shorten his legal name to his longtime nickname, Ye. He filed the documents in LA on Tuesday, and it said in them, in California, unless there's evidence a name change is designed to commit fraud or other shenanigans, the judge will approve it. So it looks like it's going to be good. And it also states that he is changing his name for, quote, personal reasons. Now, I don't know why these sort of theatrical acts are bringing me back around to Kanye and seem a little bit more normal to me than it is. He seems like he really has a direction for the first time in a long time, and I'm feeling good about this.
I feel pretty good about it too. It seems to me almost like it's not just a sort of marketing stunt, rebranding. It seems to me like something has come full circle for Kanye. After this record that is for his mom, he's going to kind of let go of a part of his past, and he's sort of evolving to be something else. He's kind of getting into a new phase of his life. And I'm really interested to see where that takes him, because I think that Kanye's got some interesting stuff up his sleeve that, you know, there are parts of Kanye that nobody's ever really known. And I think we might be about to know, you know, Kanye, we hardly knew Ye, but, you know, yay, I'm excited to get to know who Ye is. And I don't think that this is like a Puff Daddy, P. Diddy,
no,
whatever.
Snoop Lion, yeah.
I think that this is kind of going to be like the real thing in terms of Kanye becoming Ye and a whole new persona. So I'm interested to see where it goes, because there have always been so many rumored kinds of like secret lives of Kanye. And I think that Ye is going to reveal a lot more of who this person really is. And I'm psyched about that.
Me too. Do you know who else is psyched, Gwen? Kim Kardashian, because she is saying yay because a source tells us that their co-parenting is going incredible. They have found their footing. They know how to be around each other. The source says that they are like wildly happy co-parenting, which is a true Kardashian trait and staple in the family, is to be able to divorce a husband, get rid of a baby daddy, and have a lovely co-parenting relationship. So I think that she's also probably helping him through this. And the fact that he's going back to his roots, building his childhood home, maybe addressing some trauma in there, I think is really going to be good. And I say, yay.
Yay. Yay.
Yay. Now for this next story, I'm really glad that I have your beauty, style, and female expertise, because I have a lot of questions that I don't even know how to phrase about this next Tori Spelling story. So Tori Spelling was on Snooki's new show on MTV called Messiness. It's based off that show Ridiculousness that is shown on MTV about 18 hours a day now. And she told Snooki that she once dyed her pubic hair purple instead of platinum. So Snooki asked her if she'd ever cut her own hair, and then Tori responded to a story about her hair down there. Tori said, "I have never cut my own hair, but I have dyed my own hair. You guys are gonna think I'm infatuated with my vagina, but the P word." Tori then recounted her at-home dye job experience, saying, "I was feeling frisky and I was like, well, I have platinum hair. I want the carpet to match the drapes." To which Snooki replied, "You bleached your vagina?" And then Tori Spelling replied that she in fact did attempt to bleach her nether regions, but it didn't quite match her blonde tresses. Tori says, "I don't know. I left the toner on too long and it turned bright purple, you guys. I was like, screw the golden showers. This is going to give purple rain a whole new meaning," which is hysterical. But Gwen, tell us about the science and the in and outs about if you want to have a platinum bush.
Guys, just remember that hair color is indeed science. And I wouldn't mess with bleaching that area because the skin is very sensitive, and to go platinum is actually like a double or triple process. Not advised for the nether regions. It's no surprise to me that she botched that job. And I wonder if this story is actually legit or if it just made for a really funny story, because yellow showers to purple rain is like, that's going to give me giggles for weeks to come.
It is. I feel like she could have just had the punchline and just said that.
Yeah, you know, like if you've got a couple grays down there, because, you know, that's not a cute thing to see.
Right.
I would use like a Just for Men hair dye to just do a little touch up, like a semi-permanent single process, cover up dye. That works. Like trying to process La Bouche, not a good idea. Leave that beaver as she be.
Thank you, Gwen, for that insight. It is good. Don't strip dye process and platinumify your pubes. Let's move on to a tragic story of this week that has a happy ending. And Gwen, I am talking about Britney Spears and her puppies. Now, it has been quite a week for Britney Spears.
Yes.
She is, and for once, it is not directly related to her ongoing conservatorship battle. You may have seen a lot of headlines this week about Britney Spears' stolen dogs, and battery charges were pressed against Britney from her housekeeper. And if you've been too overwhelmed to even look at this, that's why we are here for you. The short version is that Britney's dog sitter and one of her longtime housekeepers took the dogs to a vet visit and then never brought them back. The long version is important, though, because the dog sitter and housekeeper were not being villainous. They were not, you know, mustache twirling pet thieves, you know, out to get Britney. They believed that they were doing the best things for the pups. So sources directly connected to Britney tell us that the pet heist rescue mission, depending on how side you look for it, was a two-person operation, saying that one of Brit's dogs had become sick, and about 2 weeks before the incident, the housekeeper took the sick pup and the other singer's dog to the vet. Well, the initial vet visit seems to be scheduled with Britney's, you know, constant things that the dogs needs. The dogs never came home. So the singer's dog sitter, who is also a nurse, felt that the dogs weren't safe at Britney's home and decided to keep the pups and care for them herself, at least until she could determine that Britney could properly care for the pups. It was then reported that Britney was under investigation because she had been accused of battery by one of her longtime employees, a charge that Britney's team reportedly denied right away, saying the housekeeper is making this story up entirely. Now, the housekeeper said that Britney confronted her when she got back from the bed and didn't have the dogs with her. Totally valid. And an argument ensued, with Britney reportedly demanding details about her dogs, namely where they were and why they had been taken away. Britney apparently, from sources tell us, suspected that her estranged father, Jamie Spears, was involved to try to take the dogs. But Brittany Sports Sources says the housekeeper expressed concern the dogs had been neglected and showed Brittany photos that had been taken on her cell phone of one of the dogs that had just thrown up. Now, at this point, Brittany allegedly slapped the housekeeper's phone out of her hands, which is where the potential battery charge comes into play. The housekeeper filed a battery report with the sheriff's department alleging that Brittany, quote, struck them during a dispute, and law enforcement is investigating the claim. However, the DA explained to us that they will decide whether this is battery, slapping a cell phone and not slapping somebody else. And ultimately, the investigation will be forwarded to the district attorney's office for review. If it is, it's a minor misdemeanor battery of a phone, and they haven't been able to discuss details of this. Now, on Sunday, here's where we had our happy ending. Sources say that Brittany has been, quote, reunited with her dogs before the weekend and is thrilled to have them back. Animal lovers will also be happy to learn that the ordeal seems to have led Brittany to becoming better educated about how to care for her dog's specific needs. Now, here's where it all makes a little bit more sense. Her dogs are a sensitive breed that often has health issues. She has gotten clear instructions about how to care for the dogs now. And while it sounds like the dogs are ultimately better off, the source added that the housekeeper no longer works for Brittany. But they are back now and they have more help out of it. And we've gotten a happy story. Now, did you follow?
You know, there's so much going on with Brittany. I think because of all the legal battles, it's like everybody's coming out of the woodwork to just voice their concerns, to throw their two cents out there. And here's the thing. I think that Brittany has proven that she wants to be able to take care of herself. And so information such as like how to care for the dogs that people probably kept from her before, just let her know what to do. And she is a grown up and she can take care of the dogs the same way that she can take care of her kids and she can take care of herself if she is given the confidence to do so. You know, I'm 100% on the free Brittany train. I know that she's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. She may need some, you know, medical intervention in terms of drugs and getting her brain chemistry right. And that will happen. But just give the girl the tools she needs to be the adult that she wants to be.
Absolutely. Brittany has been coddled and taken care of her whole life. How is she supposed to know the in and outs of taking care of a dog, which is hard for anybody, even though they're her dogs? She's probably had, you know, 11 people taking over, you know, taking care of the dogs since they were first brought in and they were puppies. But yeah, I think this is going to be a reoccurring theme in the slow building process that is Brittany. Yep. Yeah. Being able to take care of her own life. Well, let us go to the boxing ring, Gwen.
You know I can't wait.
Time for?
Ding, ding, ding,
it's
ding,
time
ding.
For a celebrity birthday boxing mania. Now we have four celebrities coming to take the crown, which I guess is a birthday cake crown and boxing gloves because it's
like
their
it.
Birthday.
Like it a lot.
So the first two celebs up, we have Miss Blake Lively, who is 34 this week, versus Hoda Knob, who we love so much, who is 57 this week.
I love Hoda so much. She's one of my favorite people to just look up to for having like, you know, she adopted her kid later in life. Like she's such a great wife and mom. But you know what? Blake Lively, she is a super mom and she has a hot and spicy marriage to boot to Ryan Reynolds, not to mention that those beautiful golden locks. So I've got to give it to Blake Lively.
Congratulations, Blake Lively, Hoda. We do love you. She really is the nicest person ever. Mm-hmm. All right. Next one, battle of the male singers and former boy banders. We have JC Chazay, the real lead singer of NSYNC, who is 45 this week, versus the new kid on the block. Shawn Mendes is 23 this week.
Oh, well, we did have the exclusive on those Calvin Klein, Shawn Mendes photos, Trav. Do you remember when he was the face of Calvin Klein's new underwear campaign? And
I
let's
sure
just
do.
Say, he is packing heat in all the right places. So sorry, JC, but Shawn Mendes is going to have you beat in no time flat.
Thank you, Jesse. I guess, you know, his packing just sent you packing. Well, now we have Blake Lively, 34, versus Shawn Mendes, 23.
Shawn Mendes has really great manners. In addition to packing a lot of heat, he's also a very nice young man. And I think that he would just like forfeit and step out of the ring. Like, I think that he would just like offer the crown to Blake Lively. So I'm going to say that Blake Lively is going to take it no matter how she gets it done.
Ding, ding, ding. Congratulations to a style icon, Blake Lively. Beautiful locks. Congratulations to her. And thank you to my host, Gwen, for helping me spill. Yes, it's you, Gwen. It's you.
It's very sad that we're missing formerly known as Baby Girl Sarah Heron, because she's been doing Ouzo shots to ABBA on a boat in the Greek Isles. But she will be back next week.
Trying to find her real baby daddy after three men. thanks for helping me spill all this piping hot celebrity tea this week. Again, this is Travis Cronin, Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame of your favorite celebrities. After all,
they're just like us.
Thank you, guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.